With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The truce is long gone. Israel now hitting targets in the southern Gaza Strip, intensifying a renewed offensive. More from BBC correspondent Hugo Bashega.
Heavy Israeli airstrikes hit parts of southern Gaza overnight, lighting up the dark sky. One of the targets was Khan Yunis, where members of the Hamas leadership are believed to be hiding. Hamas accused Israel of waging a genocidal war. Across Gaza, hospitals already under pressure were struggling to cope with a large number of casualties, many of them children. The UN says no aid convoys entered Gaza from Egypt yesterday, and there's no guarantee any delivery will happen today.
Also at SRNNews.com, a judge ruling against former President Donald Trump in his federal election case. More from correspondent Ben Thomas.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan knocked down Trump's argument that he's shielded from prosecution because the actions he took in his failed bid to remain in the White House fell within his duties as commander-in-chief. In a ruling, Chutkan wrote, the office of the president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass, adding former presidents enjoy no special conditions on their federal criminal liability. Chutkan also rejected Trump's claims that the indictment violates his free speech rights. His lawyers are expected to appeal the ruling. The trial is set to start in March. Ben Thomas, Washington.
New York Republican Representative George Santos out of a job, failing to survive his fellow House member's third and most serious attempt to expel him from Congress. Move comes amid his mounting legal and ethical troubles and makes him the sixth lawmaker in history to be expelled by the chamber. This is SRN News. The Europeans are giving up on the afterlife.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%. In Germany, 39%. And 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population is very uncomfortable right now. Persecution of believers in India on the rise, but it tends to peak during an election year. International Christian Concern says divisive rhetoric and comments directly oppose Christianity. This is SRN News. In Philadelphia, the city council approving legislation to ban ski masks in some public places. Keith Peters has more.
Supporters of the measure say it will increase public safety amid high violent crime, but opponents argue it will unfairly target people without proof of any wrongdoing. The legislation passed on Thursday with a 13-2 vote. It now goes to Democratic Mayor Jim Kenney. The measure would ban ski masks in public places like schools, recreation centers, parks, city-owned buildings, and on public transportation. It would impose a $250 fine against anyone who violates it. Keith Peters reporting.
Wall Street still on a roll. Yesterday, the Dow ended the week gaining 294 points. S&P 500 for the day was up 26, and on the tech side, the NASDAQ ahead 78. More details at srnnews.com.